bakery that was once at the center of a labor movement in Barrie in the early 1900s is back in business. The bakery, owned by the Barrie Historical Society, first turned out handmade bread in 1913. The bakery sat idle for decades before it was rebuilt recently as part of a project that included the renovation of the old labor hall in Barrie. The challenge then was to find a skilled baker who wanted to lease it and give the place a new life. As VPR's John Dillon reports, the search ended with a Vermonter living in Ukraine.
Good, be careful. I got long tools here.
Jim Haas pivots quickly like a basketball player lining up a shot as he slides a long-handled paddle in and out of the massive wood-fired oven. He eases two large round loaves of dark bread onto a table and wraps them with his knuckles.
Yeah, that one's ready.
Beautiful. I just love these breads, I gotta tell you.
Haas says they're done when a hard wrap makes the bread resonate like a block of wood.
But if it's got that wood sound to it, right? You see, I hit it with my knuckle, and I can see that these are red.
The thick loaves are made of 100% rye flour. It's a classic bread of northern Germany and eastern Europe and Ukraine.
There's sourdough, there's no yeast.
Oh, yeah, this is whole grain, organic rye flour, sea salt, and water. Barrie water.
Making these breads is a three-day process of starting the sourdough, letting the dough cool, then rise, forming the loaves, and letting them rise again before baking.
So many people are so fascinated by this. I say, fellas, but we're not reinventing the wheel here. We're doing kind of, you know, essentially the same that's been done for 6,000 years. Yeah, so a lot of people find that appealing. I'm happy about that.
Haas is from Danby, but he had learned Russian in college and was living in Ukraine in the early 90s, working at a trading company. He met his wife, Larissa, there. They later started the bakery business, but found they had to reestablish the taste for these traditional handmade breads.
It was also a hard sell at first, to try to convince somebody who's grown up on industrial bread that there's, a more interesting alternative. You know, with what you saw, that nice hard crust. You know, back in Ukraine, it was a long period where people thought that was just old bread. They say, are you selling this? It's hard as a rock. I said, well, you got to cut it open. You know, so my wife and I went through a long process of kind of educating people about this.
But the business took off, and soon Haas was working 18-hour days, baking bread in a village outside the capital, then delivering it to customers in Kyiv. Along the way, he witnessed two decades of social upheaval in his adopted country, including months-long demonstrations against Russian-backed leaders. The protests are known by the name of the central square in Kyiv, called the Maidan.
I plan to go there for a year, and 1 year turned into 28. You know, yeah. So, and my wife and I, we've been married now 27 years. We saw the first Maidan in 2004, and we saw the second Maidan, which was very severe and very violent, in 13 and 14. At the same time, we managed to launch Ukraine's first commercial wood-fired bakery.
Finding Jim and Larissa was incredible. It was like a gift.
That's Carolyn Shapiro, a member of the Barrie Historical Society and lead organizer of the bakery project. She's raised funds for the venture, applied for grants, and wrangled contractors. She also had to find a baker who could serve the society's educational mission.
So we knew that we wanted both of those to happen. And Jim and Larissa had that experience of setting up the bakery and has also trained bakers. So there was an aspect of education that they also were familiar with. So that's what we put out, was what we were looking for.
Some serious serendipity started Haas on his journey back home. The Historical Society had enlisted Vermont bakers to help in their search for a new Barrie baker. The Vermonters put a notice on a Bakery Guild newsletter that Haas, who had wanted to move back to the U.S., monitored in Kyiv.
Those letters from the listserv of Bakers Guild were coming out in such numbers. After a while, I just started deleting them. I said, I just don't have any chance to read these. But that one I just kind of paused with and scrolled, and then Vermont just jumped out at me like high beams of a car, you know? So, yeah, here we are standing here next to this nice hot oven.
Yeah, Rick. Okay, that'll be fine. You got it. Okay, 14 dozen. You got it. Okay, here, we'll see you tomorrow.
And the community is responding. During the interview, Haas gets an order for 14 dozen Italian dinner rolls from the Mutua Society, a Barry organization founded in 1906 as a mutual aid society for Italian immigrants. Now it's known mainly for its excellent dinners. The rolls are named after Battista Fumagalli, one of the original bakers who worked here.
Now, he made the Italian rolls, and I was so, you know, I was a little intimidated at first, I said, because these guys know their roles and they want, you know, they know what they want. So the first couple of deliveries over there, I was a little intimidated by it. And then the word got back, some of the old timers there that remember his roles. He said, these are just as good. And I was, so we call them Fumagalli Italian rolls.
Larissa, Haas's partner, points out that the breads made here are international in another way, too. The starter for the sourdoughs came from Ukraine's Carpathian Mountains.
Jim went to the mountains, took the spring water and the flour, mixed it up, and started the sour right in the very top of the mountain. So we brought it with us here, and we baked with it. So it has a little Ukrainian soul in every loaf.
President Trump's involvement with Ukraine is at the center of a constitutional showdown with Congress. But both Larissa and Jim Haas say American politics matters little to ordinary Ukrainians. Their primary worry is ending the war with Russia that has claimed 13,000 lives. Jim Haas says he lost track of the funeral processions he witnessed in his village.
You know, the car's moving slowly and there'd be a carriage with a coffin and a helmet on the top and a picture of a young man's face. These are the people that are fighting that war to this very day.
But here, their focus is on the new bakery and expanding their circle of customers. They sell bread at the bakery, and Larissa says she loves seeing the social connections that people make as they place their orders.
And they talking, even after they bought the bread, they start, and you know, they communicate with each other. Oh, say hi to your mother, hey, you know, and this is great. They start arguing, they talking about things, the economics and politics and this and that, but it's just a little beehive turned out to be. It's fun.
The Haas's plan to give back to the community with workshops and a mentor program for young people who want to learn the bread-making trade. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon in Barrie.